T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. Good morning to you in traffic. All the overnight dancers, firefighters, cops, highway patrol, all the students getting ready for school. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today, as well as the Comcast Business Text Line. Pardon me. Salto, also got to shout out our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. I don't know if we want to play this out. Oh, not a way to start our morning. Play that sound.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Got Warriors in Heat today. Got some things happening in Orlando with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk with some social media posts. Money talks, BS walks, and I don't blame them. You got the Shohei Ohtani statement yesterday, or lack thereof a statement, whatever you want to make of it. He didn't take any questions. Nobody got to fire off questions. Just read off a piece of paper and... what about his day? So that's how Monday. Wait, good morning, Chasky. What's going on?
Good morning. You tell me where you want to start, because I've got opinions on all those things.
I think we all have opinions. Where do you want to start, buddy?
It doesn't matter. I mean, like the NFL, if we'll start there at the owners' meetings. The hip tackle rule is an interesting one. You know, I know we saw Pollard get hurt in the 49er playoff game. I believe it was Jimmy Ward who was tackling him that way. And then you had...
oh, Tony Pollard, Cowboys. Yes. Running back, former Cowboy running back.
Would he snap his ankle?
Yep.
Or at least a minimum high ankle sprain. You saw Mark Andrews go down earlier this year. I understand that they're trying to implement rules for safety, and I get all that. It's just so difficult to play defense now. The game's already very, very difficult to play defense. And I personally don't believe people when they're trying to wrap a Travis Kelce, a Mark Andrews, who's typically bigger than most of the guys trying to tackle them. I don't think people are maliciously trying to injure them. I just think it's a really tough rule.
I saw a tweet from Pro Football Focus or Pro Football Talk, our boy Mike Florio over the weekend, where apparently the league office is a little concerned about scoring. Scoring was down overall last season. I think it was down like 4 points per game, down from maybe 49 to 45. I could be wrong, but the scoring was down. And basically, they're trying to get a way to get the scoring back up, and it's like, what else could a defense do? Every time the defense adjusts, they start to slow things down. You want to cater the rules towards the offense. Like, we don't need 35 games every single week. We don't need 41-37 games every single week. It's okay to play a little defense. It's okay to have a hard-hitting football game like the Super Bowl, where it was low scoring for the most part. You don't need all these high fireworks. So it's like you're trying to compromise and cripple the defense once again with some more rule changes, cater towards the offense. I don't get
yeah,
that
so
one.
You're in agreement with me. It's interesting because, like, I do believe all of the rule changes have slanted toward the offense. And I get it with fantasy football. And to your point, like, people want to see points. We do. You know, I do believe that we do. But, like, on the defensive element, like, you've already got an automatic, if you touch someone downfield and you hold them, it could be 3rd and 1,000, automatic first down.
Yeah.
You know, how many times does a quarterback questionably get sacked in the pocket.
Yep.
And we're rewarding the offense, even though maybe the possession is going to end and they're going to punt. Like, I just, man, all these sideline plays where quarterbacks can kind of juke a fake, like they're going to go out of bounds and stay inbounds, and a guy blasts somebody right along the sideline, and boom, here's a 15-yard play. That ended up deciding, you know, Cincinnati Bengals versus Kansas City a couple years ago in the AFC Championship game. So I understand why they're doing it. I get the veil of player safety. I just, man, I look, how do you even teach? I would love to hear from a youth high school coach. How do you even teach tackling now when you're a DB trying to tackle Gronk, Kittle, one of these huge tight ends? It's very difficult.
It's going to result into more leg injuries, more lower body injuries, because guys are going to be going below the belt, trying to get these guys down, maybe hitting guys in the shin. I don't know what you do. Do you want to drop your head and miss a tackle? It's just going to be nasty here, but when you talk about rule changes and pass interferences and defensive holdings, I've always wanted to college pass interference in the NFL game, unless the play was egregious. I've always wanted a 15-yard pass interference penalty because there's a lot of ticky-tack pass interference penalties. Make it 15 yards, make the offense work. Now, unless it's egregious and it's sure like, oh, he's wide open, you yanked him down, you tackled him, you really impeded his progress towards the football, then you give him the spot foul on pass interference. Other than that, I want the 15-yard pass interference in college football, and then the defensive holdings, I don't want automatic first downs, especially if it's third and a gazillion, and you give a 5-yard penalty and automatic first down. I don't like those rules. I never liked those rules. So pass interference, I would love for it. Nobody's ever proposed it, but I wanted it to be a 15-yard college penalty, and then if it's egregious down the field, and you go to the booth, you go to a judge, say, okay, that's a spot foul right there. You can differentiate the egregious one to the 15-yard penalty.
No, I like where you're going with this one. Like, would it be similar to the – because I consider the flagrant. Are you trying to make a play on the ball, right, in the NBA? Like,
exactly.
When you're not trying to make a play on the ball, to me that's a more egregious flagrant. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these, like, plays with these DBs and whatnot, I do feel like there are degrees of defensive pass interference. You grab somebody by the hip.
Yep.
I think it was Ombre. Thomas grabbed somebody by the hip because the guy had him beaten. It was going to be a touchdown.
Right.
And he just grabbed his hips with two hands around the hips. To me, that's a, you know, throw it on the spot.
Right.
But if two guys are jarring, you trip and fall and you accidentally tackle the guy, yeah, that should be a 15 yarder. I'm kind of with you on that one. I would like to see that one. It's just, I don't know who's clamoring for taking away the hip tackle. I don't see how it's some egregious thing. I understand you lost two players. You're going to lose guys because of injuries.
Yeah, I don't know. Now guys are going to be tackling high. You're going to miss tackles. Arm tackling, pardon me. I'm very eager to see. I didn't even know it was a big deal in the league. I didn't know they were going to bring this up at the owners meeting or the coaches committee meeting, whatever they're calling it in Orlando here, where all the coaches and GMs meet once again for the league meetings. And you see the head coaching team photo with Shanahan and McVay. Those are always fun, but I didn't know it was a big deal about the hip tackle, so now it is a big deal. And then I guess there's a new kickoff rule. Spadoni, do you know about the new kickoff rule, if you can?
Yeah, so they just announced that. I'm looking into it right now. So 10 members of the kicking team will line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So they have these like different things called zones now. So bear with me.
It's like icing?
Well, it's weird. So they have
I'm teasing.
So from the goal line to the 20-yard line is the landing zone. And then they have from the 30 to the 40, between that is the setup zone and then the kickoff start line, obviously. So there's this weird...
Yeah.
So they have to be in certain areas.
Correct.
Certain amount of players have to be in certain areas, basically, on a kickoff.
Correct. And I guess kicking it through the uprights, they're trying to like make it like kicking out of the end zone. They're trying to not allow that to happen because they want more action now. So at first, they didn't want as much action because it basically turned into a dead play.
Right.
Like, it's just ceremonial, if anything, the kickoff, right? Unless you're the Niners. And
I was just going to say.
Unless you're the Niners and Jake Moody. But for the most part, they're just kicking it out of the end zone. And people are like, well, what's the point of this? Because there's no kickoff returns. They want more scoring.
So are they going to move back to kickoff?
I'm going to get to that in a second. Right. Let me, because Albert Breed just reported and many others that they did pass the new kickoff rule.
Well,
obviously, the owners' meeting.
So, yeah, let's figure it out.
The one rule that I thought was actually an interesting suggestion, it did not get even put on the, I believe, on the for vote. But instead of doing the onside kick, because the onside kick is such a low percentage play, I'm going real data with you right here. I like the 4th and 15 play.
Oh, instead of doing the onside kick, do 4th and 15.
I kind of like that one. And
yeah,
maybe,
that's interesting. Don't they do that in the USFL or the XFL?
Well, yeah,
or
they stole
like
it from some other league. I don't know which one, but you probably know better than I. But when I heard that one, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of in on that one.
Yeah, no, they tried to propose this, I think, a couple years ago. If I'm not mistaken,
I think Belichick was at it.
This has been in the loop for whoever. I'm not sure which coach brought it up to anybody's attention, but I remember it being a thing. 4th and 15, 4th and 20, or something from the 20-yard line. You convert that, you get the ball because you got more of a chance to do that to complete a 4th and 15 than the onside kick these days. The onside kick is really impossible to recover. It's kind of become the extra point of old where it was
true.
Automatic. Where if a guy missed, you're like, wait, what? A guy missed? Like the last time I think I remember a missed extra point from the 3-yard line. Was when the Saints had that crazy play in Jacksonville where they lateraled the ball all around, and then John Carney comes in and missed the extra point.
That's right.
They go to overtime. Remember that? Jim Haslett was the coach.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure there was other missed extra points there, but that became just a dead play. Now, the outside kick becomes a dead play to me. Like, you just have no shot.
None.
You have no shot. It's red. Well, how many outside kicks have been recovered in the last 3 years, 4 years?
Your guess is as good as mine. The only one that I can think of in the history of the 49ers that has been absolutely devastating is the one in the playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, 1971 or 72, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I can you think of any devastating? And that's, I mean, we're going back 50-something years.
I know. I broke my remote when that happened, man. I couldn't believe it.
There are no remotes back then.
Oh,
you had to get up and
sorry.
There were voice-activated remotes, as in your child had to get up and turn the channel for you.
You had to use it you needed pliers to change the channel or TVs were busted or
seriously.
Whatnot. No, the onside kick never happens. I would love that 4th to 15 from whatever, the 30 to 35 to 20, whatever the case may be. Go ahead, Spinotti, you got more?
So I was getting to the goal line part. So this new kickoff rule, so I guess this is the XFL, they've had this, but I don't know how many of you guys have been watching the XFL like me.
Not
much of that. So this is the one for me that's
interesting. I'm a diehard.
If the ball is kicked and enters the end zone in the air, so if you catch it and you're in the end zone, you can down it there. And you start at the 35 now, not the 25.
So really?
Yeah.
So now you want to not pooch it, but you want to be able to place it almost like golf.
So they're
correct.
Forcing kickers not to kick it out of the end zone.
I kind
of
like that.
So it's to Bill Belichick. Well, Bill Belichick and the Patriots used to do, they would pooch it up and make a return team catch it with inside the 10-yard line. And you couldn't let it drop because you may risk a fumble. You couldn't fair catch it because you fair catch it at the 7.
Intriguing.
You're taking it. That is very
that's
so now
intriguing.
To 35.
Uh-huh.
So now you only need, you only need 30 yards or you're field goal range.
It's pretty
just
long.
Like that. So now scoring will be up. Scoring's guaranteed to be up now. If kickers kick it out of the end zone.
Spadoni, this is like a math problem that it looks like you're looking at.
They explain it in a graph, and if you go, because there's no audio, so it's all visual that I'm reading off
this,
so I'm trying to convey it the
and
best
it
way I can.
It just got released, huh?
Correct.
So I'm looking at it now.
Passed,
the landing zone, the setup zone, the kickoff start line. This is wild.
I know, it sounds like a military operation.
Yeah.
It's just kickoff.
They're making football so much more complicated. It doesn't have to be.
I'm getting a lot of texts from the OG Niner fans. Rob McDonough out there. Preston Riley fumbled on the side against Dallas, number 85. Preston Riley. You bring that name up to the OGs and they go crazy.
Oh, my. Preston Riley. He does not eat for free in the Bay Area. Tyler and Oakley. Tyler and Oakley, what's happening, man? He's got something on the hip drop tackle rule. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, gents. Hope you're doing well this morning. So, I get why they want to do it, right, for the safety or whatever, but when they changed the hit zone, right, DBs had to start going low on guys, right?
Yep.
And now you're seeing guys' knees get destroyed and all that. And I don't know if you guys saw it when the Rams played the Lions when that DB hit.
Yep.
Sam Laporta.
Yeah. And Stafford ran up to him and called him dirty.
Oh, Tyler Higbee.
You know, he had the mic
Tyler
or whatever.
Higbee. Yep.
And the DB was like, bro, where else do you want me to hit? Like, I can't hit anywhere else. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know. Like, my 7-year-old wants to play football, and I'm like, bro, we're putting you on offense because defense is way too hard to play.
It's so
hard. You know, and just real quick, Monte, my family and I went to the Hornets Warriors game last month. The Wounded Warrior Project took us and all that.
Oh, nice.
And we were hanging out front, the pregame, and you had walked out because you were doing the, you know, the pregame show. And my 7-year-old knows everybody affiliated with the Warriors. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. And he saw you come out, and he's like, "Oh, that's Bonte Hill." And you heard him, and you came over, and you said, "What's up to him?" and whatever. And I just wanted to tell you thanks. You know, that made my 7-year-old super ecstatic, man. Like, you didn't have to do that. You know, you were probably running to the bathroom or whatever on your break from TV. So I just wanted to tell you thanks and all that. And I love the show, guys. Joe, I've been, Mr. Shasky, I've been listening to you since you were on the nighttime with Mr. Ryan Colbey.
Thank you so
like,
much.
I love you guys.
What was your son's name, Tyler?
Yeah, thanks,
what was your
guys.
Son's
Have
name?
A good one.
What was your son's name?
Jackson.
Jackson. Jackson. Nice to
That's
meet
really
him
cool.
and nice to meet you, man. Tyler, thank you for. Anytime, man. Anytime the kids are out there, you got to say what's up to them, man, because they show love, and you never know, man. Like, I was a kid. I never got to meet people in this role or whatnot. So, shout out to Tyler. Shout out to his son, Jackson, there, man. Vitaly said he almost said hi to me also. I try to say hi to everybody, man, because we're all human. We're all the same people. Like, we're just talking basketball.
He said Wounded Warrior Project, so it sounded like he served this country, and I just want to say thank you, Tyler.
Yep.
You know,
thanks,
anybody that gives us the ability to come on here and talk about onside kicks, and we get to have, it's just, I don't know. I thank you for serving this country.
And thanks for bringing your kids around. Like, you know, one thing about me, Fezzi, Bully, the whole crew at NBC, when the kids are out there in their jerseys and they say what's up and they're spitting game, I love talking to the kids, man. They're fun. We'll play Rochambeau through the glass with some kids, man. It's a lot of fun out there.
What's your go-to? Rock, paper, or scissors?
I don't know. I got to mix it up.
Oh,
man.
You do? Yeah.
Because, you know, the kids, yeah, I can't give out my secrets. I can't give out my secrets to Rochambeau. I got, like, this one move in Connect Four that always works, like my one move in Rochambeau. Got to.
One move in Connect Four. Now I want to play you in Connect Four just to see what the move is.
What a third grade tournament. Free double rainbow ice cream. Free double rainbow ice cream. Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of the Warriors, they got the Heat tonight. As we talk kickoffs and hip drop tackles, I don't know what defense is going to do. Like, well, it sounds like they're just screwed right now.
They were showing examples on the screen while he was talking, Tyler, and I was looking at it. And so it looks like everybody's lined up in this zone. So instead of running the 50 yards or whatever that people are running before, you've got a bunch of guys lined up. It looks like the 30 or 40, and then both offense and defense, or I guess the receiving team and the kickoff team, and the guy catches the ball, and then everybody engages.
Mm.
It almost looks like an old-time battlefield, if you will. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen old Civil War footage.
Oh, so this is going to be
right here.
Oh, the XFL. I actually like this. I actually like this.
So you see how, the guy catches it, and now everyone goes.
So everybody's within the 20 or 30-yard line. So you don't get the running starts where guys get the running starts where concussions happen, big hits happen,
basically,
and whatnot.
It's eliminating those concussions when the kickoff.
There's no eliminating.
Well, there's no eliminating concussions.
There's no eliminating concussions.
Guys can get rocked from 7 yards apart.
Well, no, trying to eliminate those like massive collisions that you have when the kickoff team collides with the blockers. That looks like
guys. FYI, Sam Lubman,
guys
will get hurt on kickoff.
I meant to say they're trying to eliminate the collision.
Yeah,
Aaron Donald just spent 10 years in the league, and he literally would just whack, whack, whack every single play. I was like, I'm done. And I have 30 million staring me in the face next year.
Headshots.
Oh, my God. Sam, I just wanted you to know I love you.
Well, no, I said collisions, not concussions.
Speaking of collisions. No, not like crash test dummies. You don't have those type of collisions, but you will have collisions, trust me.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Have you seen the, what is it called? The Cybertruck, the Elon?
Oh, yeah.
And it's going into the wall at different speeds.
And it's just getting crushed.
Could someone explain to me what kind of wall? That wall doesn't move at all. Right. What is that wall made of?
What do you make of these Cybertrucks,
I think it's one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
I kind of want to get in one to drive.
It looks ridiculous.
I keep seeing them on the Bay Bridge. I was like, I kind of want to drive one of
those.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of The Simpsons. I don't know why. Like
Simpsons.
It looks like one of those future cars that Homer tried to draw up. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen The Simpsons in like 20 years.
You still watch The Simpsons?
No, but it was like years ago. Homer tried to design a car, and there was all these different like mock-ups that he came up with.
Why are The Simpsons still on, by the way? It's so random.
It needs to be canceled.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? It is. Because I was looking for Baby Chaz now in Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
She's been on Coco and Encanto, so now she's on Rapunzel.
Yeah. Entangled,
Entangled's very good, so she's into that one. And I saw The Simpsons come up on Disney+. I was like, yeah, we're not watching that. We don't need you picking up these bad habits.
I put on Ghostbusters last night.
Oh, it's a classic.
Benny loved it. Well, he was repeating some of the phrases. I was like, you don't say that. They can say that.
Let me tell you this, Joe. First movie I ever memorized, less than 5 years old, my mom said word for word, Ghostbusters 1. And I watched it the other day with my little guy, and I realized, oh, my God. The early 80s, Mom, what were you thinking? Seriously. Why did you let me watch this?
Man, I was watching Boys in the Hood at like 9 years old. I mean, Mom, what were you doing? What were you doing? New Jack City.
I was playing GTA 3 when I was 6.
Right, yeah. Great parody.
I remember GTA 1.
Great parody.
Did you know anybody? Marty Hagney had the chip in the PlayStation so that you could play the Japanese version, which swore on GTA. Marty, if you're out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. Did you know anybody that had that version of GTA?
No, I do not, but I'm looking at some of the YouTube comments here. Tyler Miller, Homer Simpson raised me, Vontae.
Hey,
yeah,
for real,
that's nothing to be proud of. Because he kind of raised us all.
We're all Homer Simpson.
Well, no. We're all Homer Simpson, and we're all Al Bundy.
Yes, Al Bundy facts.
We're all Al Bundy.
We call my brother Bud. That's his nickname in the family.
Oh, that's not cool.
No. But his name was always Bud. That's what we called him.
No,
kind of
like
because
that.
Of Bud Bundy.
I don't like that. Come on, Bud. Bud struggled, man. I felt bad for Bud. Every time he got close. He was a player who couldn't get past home. Couldn't get past third base.
Couldn't get past first
couldn't
base.
Get past, yeah, exactly. I felt bad for Bud. That's cold, man. That's wrong. All right, what's coming up in the game brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite. We'll get to the Warriors at some point. Let's get to John Lynch and Brandon Ayuk since we are talking football here. Brandon Ayuk, 888-957-9570. Anybody take issue with him basically after John Lynch said, hey, we're working with Brandon Ayuk to get a contract extension. We're Brandon Ayuk on Instagram post. Money talks, BS walks, and he did it with emojis. It was pretty gangster, but I kind of feel about it. We'll get into that here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.